All right, Jabo, say good morning. Let's begin. So we left off in the red edition, page Parag Chaf Beis, page Reish Chaf Tes. Remember again, the Ramchal was giving examples of righteous people who were punished because they took absolute credit for their spiritual accomplishments. The Ramchal, remember, talking the Midah of Anava, the Midah of humility, and part of humility, says the Ramchal, is recognizing that even the great things that you are able to accomplish ultimately are a result of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. See, he gave the example yesterday of Nehemiah. Today he writes, V'chein Chizkiyah. Chizkiyah said, Amar, Hine l'shalom mar li mar. So Chizkiyah ultimately says, Hine l'shalom, for it is for peace. Mar li mar. Now, what is this talking about? So take a look at footnote 39. See, right? So over here, Rabbeinu kitzer es sugyas ha-gemara brachas, u'kedei l'havin es ha-inyan heitiv, Nevi'ena b'yaser harchava. So the footnote says that Ramchal is taking a little bit of a longer topic and condensing a little bit, and he says the following. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, kolatola b'schus atzmo, tolin lo b'schus achirim. The sugya, I'm just reading to you from the footnote now. The sugya Maseches Bracha says, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, who says that whoever goes ahead and literally makes the assumption that certain positive things that are happening are a result of his own zuchus, a result of his own merits, tolen lo b'zuchus achirim. Ultimately, those accomplishments are hinged on other people's zuchuyos. What does this mean? So, chizkiyo tala b'zuchus atzmo, ve'yomer ana Hashem zuchorna es asher his halachti lefanecha be'emes u'b'leiv shalim. So, remember, chizkiyo was sick. He says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, remember, Ribono Shel Olam, that I've always walked before you in truth and with a complete heart. And therefore, when he's healed, tala lo b'zuchus achirim sh'ne'emar, ve'ganosi ala ir azos lema'ani u'lema'an David avdi. But remember, HaKadosh Baruch Hu heals him. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I will go and I will heal you, I'll take care of you for the merit of David, my servant. So Moses, what this Gemara is referring to over here is that Chizkiyo asked for a refuah shalema in his own zuchus, in his own merit. And when the Ribono Shel Olam granted him that refuah shalema, he granted it to him in the merit of his ancestor of David HaMelech. And Chizkiyo was taken aback by this. He was ashamed of him. So he was saddened by this, that obviously his own merit did not carry enough weight to be able to grant his refuah shalema. But of course, it wasn't that his own merit didn't carry enough weight. It was that's not how HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to behave. That even if as a result of my own zuchuyos, I can secure that refuah shlema, I can secure that positive result, Ribono Shel Olam wants us to be humble enough and not to ask it on our own merits. He goes on, he says, Ukama amarim zichorim levracha, kolatola b'schus atzmo, tolin lo b'schus achirim. If one says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, give me a certain thing in my merit because I deserve it, even if God grants the person that particular bracha, God gives it to that person in the merit of others. Hare lecha, she'in la'adam afil la'achzik tova la'atzmo al tovosav. So you see from here that a person should not even rely on his own merits to secure certain good and certain blessing from God. V'chol she'kein she'lo yisnasei v'yigbabe. But all the more so that I should not go ahead and become arrogant and get carried away as a result of it. So we see that this midah of anava demands that there could be a situation where I want something from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it could very well be that I deserve it, or I should say I've earned it, quote-unquote, based on my merits. Even if technically speaking that is true, the midah of anava demands that one never rely on their own merits for anything, but one always be humble enough to recognize that the truth is, I don't necessarily deserve anything before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So if I know that I can't even rely on my own merits to secure the request that I have from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, all the more so I shouldn't get carried away or become arrogant as a result of it. Well, so this, just you should know, this is a general interesting concept. You know, one of the greatest ills that we have in greater society is the notion of entitlement. Right? Everyone feels, as they say, magiali, right? I'm owed something. This, I think, probably is one of the greatest challenges in raising children in today's society, this notion of entitlement. But the truth is, that's often because if parents feel that they're entitled to something, they're going to raise children who feel that they're entitled to something. You know what the best way to live life, the best way to live life is? The Ribono Shel Olam owes you nothing, and people don't owe you anything. And if you want something in life, go make it happen for yourself. But no one owes you anything. What the Ramchal is saying is, that's the source of anava. If you want to trace really where arrogance comes from a sense of entitlement. I deserve something. I'm entitled to something. People or the world owe me something. The Ramchal says, no one owes you anything. The Ribono Shel Olam doesn't owe you anything. People don't owe you anything. It's, by the way, just so you should know, we know, it's a very liberating way to live life, because people who walk around feeling entitled, they're constantly disappointed, because if you feel entitled, no one ever fully delivers in accordance with your expectations. But if you expect nothing from everyone, I don't mean like people are worthless, they're always going to fail you. I mean just live life in a way where if you want something, make it happen for yourself. Don't wait for someone else to do it for you. It's very liberating. It's more difficult because you have to take responsibility for your life, but exceptionally liberating. So that's what Ramchal is saying over here. This is anava. Anava humility means, yes, of course I've done good things in my life, but I don't have expectations that therefore I'm entitled to something from the Ribono Shel Olam or from anyone else because of those good things that I've done. I've done good things because I have to do good things. I have to strive to do more things. But Lamaise, again, those things don't entitle me to anything. Va'amnam. By the way, you should know, just, well, this is not a topic, but this is a major theme in Chazal. That's why Chazal always go ahead and discuss, and Pirkei Avos says, we have this concept that don't be like servants who serve the master for the sake of receiving a reward. That's, so this whole notion that Judaism is anti-schar, right? We don't go ahead and focus on the reward. Why? Because that creates an entitlement model. Because the dad says, "Hey God, I got up. I came to learn. Right? I put on tefillin. New, show me the money. You know, where is my stuff?" Chazal says, don't live life like that. It's a terrible way to live life. And the truth is, you'll constantly be disappointed. And also, people won't like you. Because no one really likes people who walk around feeling entitled to things. But he says, more importantly, for our purposes, that's the source of anava, the source of humility. Ramchal says, what we have to try to aspire to, and this is quite a tall order, that we have to try to emulate Avram Avinu, Moshe Rabbeinu, Aaron, David, and the other righteous men who we have mentioned. Well, saying the common denominator among all of these individuals is obviously they were great, but also because they were humble. They were all these individuals, and none of them ever felt a sense of entitlement because of their zechuyos. They felt they always felt that whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them was a matnas chinam, was ultimately again an incredible gift. Aval anachnu, so like what he writes of aval anachnu, yisomi yisomim, we are orphans of orphans. Ein anu tzrichim l'cholze, ki kvar yesh v'yesh itanu chesronos rabos she'in tzarech iyon l'gadol liros pechis pechis oseinu. So the Ramchal says something very interesting. He says the truth is, if we think about it logically, humility really shouldn't be something we struggle with. Why shouldn't humility be something we struggle with? Because if we're honest, we know how deficient we are. Meaning, for Moshe Rabbeinu to be humble, that's a real challenge, because he's Moshe Rabbeinu. For David HaMelech to be humble, incredible challenge. Me, why should I struggle with humility at all? I know, again, obviously he's talking a little bit, everyone, if they think about this, I know that I'm deficient. I know that I have weaknesses. So those things, by definition, should prevent me from becoming arrogant. That's true in an intellectual sense. It's not necessarily true in an actual sense. V'chol chachmasenu kayin nechsheves. All of our wisdom is like nothing. Ki ayoseh chacham gadol shebeinenu. Because if you think about it, the greatest Torah scholar that we have, said that Ramchal is making reference to the concept of niskatnu hadoros, that the generations have become lesser in their holiness over time, and as such, again, even someone who's great, you know, this is kind of like the Noach of the Sadik Bidorosov, right? Even the greatest of our time, we don't hold a candle to previous generations. He goes on, he says, V'lo yazuach alinu libeinu chinam, our hearts should not go ahead and really overtake us. Elenakir sheda'atinu kala, we should realize that our das, our intellect, is literally kala, means light, meaning it's not as intense as it was in previous generations. V'sichlinu chalash admaot, hasichlos rav banu, we find ourselves overtaken by silliness and pettiness. V'hataos goveres, we make mistakes all the time. V'asher neida oso, eina ele ma'at min ha-ma'at. And those who recognize this, the truth is, our minority. Imkein vaday, she'in ro'i lano ha'inasi klal, we should never be arrogant. Ele ha-boshes v'ha-shiflos, rather, we should be humbled, literally embarrassed and loneliness. V'zeh pashas. So of course, again, what the Ramchal is saying is the following. He's making a two-pronged argument. What he's saying is, we're giving all these strategies to achieve humility. Ramchal is, of course, the simplest way to achieve humility is to be honest with our circumstances and to go ahead and recognize that, yes, remember, this is the two-sided coin. On one hand, I should rejoice in my accomplishments, be proud of my accomplishments, but also see that the truth is they're not as great as they could be, they're not as great as they should be, and even as great as they are, they pale in comparison to previous generations. And all of this, again, is not to make me feel like a nothing. All of this is just to put my feelings of accomplishment in context. Because again, accomplishment, feeling of accomplishment without humility leads to arrogance. But at the same time, just total humility without any feeling of accomplishment leads to lowliness. So it's all about this incredible balance of recognizing, seeing the good, but recognizing that again, there's still so much more that it could and that it should be. And the boss, again, it goes without saying, this discussion that he had with this midah of entitlement as well. This is the other piece that's essential for anava, that's essential for humility. This idea to never walk around in life specifically without Kodesh Baruch Hu feeling that God owes me anything. We'll say, just so you should know, this also is, you know, and this, I'm always very careful when you speak about things like this. You know, a person has an isayon in life. A person has a challenge in something. So, you know, you see some people who walk around and they say, you know, I don't know why God is doing this to me. I don't know why God is doing this to me. And the truth is, it's a legitimate question. But a person has to be careful how they ask that question. Because, meaning, there are two ways to ask that question. If you want to say, I don't know why God is doing this, meaning I want to understand what the deeper message is in this, that's a good question. But sometimes people almost get upset at the Ribono Shel Olam when they don't like the circumstances of their life. And the truth is, that's a natural reaction, but a person has to make sure that that's not coming from a place of gaiva, where a person thinks that magia li, that the Ribono Shel Olam owes me some type of circumstances in life. We owe the Ribono Shel Olam more than we could ever repay. And that's true even if life is not going well. Because the abundant blessing we have each and every day, even when things are not going according to plan, is overwhelming. So a person has to be careful. Sometimes you hear this where, why is God doing this to me? Like almost like an anger and resentment. Well, do you think that the Ribono Shel Olam owes you something? Is it magia lecha? Do you think that you've earned more than this? And the person just has to temper that. Again, it's normal to question. It's normal to ask. It's normal to go. And that's why it's always remarkable how when you live life without entitlement, what type of emunah that yields. You hear this. You know, I always think, you know, you looked at those mothers of the three boys, how they were bastions of emunah. If anybody had rights to go ahead and question HaKadosh Baruch Hu about anything, I think it would have been those women. But again, when you live life that everything you have, including your children, is a matnas chinam, is a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it's not that I earned it. It's not that I'm owed it. It's not that it's owed to me. But it's a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It just changes your perspective on everything. In any event, let's just read one more line. He says, V'hinei dibarnu ateina me'anvas ha-machshava. Up until now, we've spoken about, and I'll read this introductory line, then we'll stop for today. So up until now, we've spoken about humility and thought. Remember again, V'anibdaber ata me'anvas ha-maisa. Tomorrow, Mirat Hashem will begin to discuss humility indeed. Remember again, this goes back to what we started this particular parak with, namely that Ramchal pointed out that there are two different aspects to there are two different parts to humility. Humility in thought and humility in deed. Whereas normally, when it comes to mitzvos, we normally start with actions and then launch into thought afterwards. Humility is the one exception. Humility, we begin with thought and then we go into deed. Because at the end of the day, if you don't have humility in thought, then actions of humility are false and sheker. So now that we've laid the groundwork for humility in thought, tomorrow, Mir Tashem, we begin humility in deed.